Salutations, gremlins of Dunaway. My name is Xander Park, and in today's interview, we would like to introduce to you our very first PE
and mindfulness teacher
ever had on this series, Mrs. Rediger.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today, you guys. This is such an awesome setup and such an honor to be here.
It's nice to have you too here, Mrs. Rediger. So now that we know a little bit more about you, we, the podcast team, have a $1 million question to ask.
Ooh, let's hear it.
What are the most notable changes in your life before and after Macy?
So my daughter Macy, she's 17 months old today. Today is her 17-month mark. So she, you know, a lot changes when you have children. And I love being a mom. And some of the most notable changes, though, that that come to mind are the amount of sleep I get now. It's a little less than before having Macy. So that's been an adjustment. And also another change that in my day-to-day life is I now have baby songs stuck in my head on repeat, like over and over. Are you guys familiar with Miss Rachel?
No, I know Coco Melon.
Okay, Coco Melon. Yep, we have some of those. But Miss Rachel is a real hit around our house. We try to monitor, you know, we limit screen time for her, obviously. But Miss Rachel does help sometimes, but I just have these songs of hers constantly going through my head. It's like, hop, little bunny, hop, 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 little bunny, hop, 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 just on repeat over and over. It's crazy. But in all honesty, I feel like my heart has just grown, like, so much since having Macy. Yeah, like the Grinch. Because you just develop such a deep love for your child. And I just, like, everything about her is just so amazing. And she's just so much fun to be around. And it's just so fun watching her learn and, you know, develop so much and do new things. Like, yesterday, I said something like, oh, holy cow, Macy, look at how beautiful our Christmas tree looks. And she then, for whatever reason, she picks up on holy cow. And she's, like, trying to repeat it back to me. But it's like, holy cow. She just kept saying that over and over all day. It was just, she's just so fun.
Only at, like, 17 months. So
yeah.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. So she's so much fun.
Thank you so much for that deep dive into your very personal life.
Gosh, you're so welcome.
It's great hearing about Macy. We do have a few questions to ask you.
Okay.
The first one is, has a student ever taught you a life lesson so memorable that you teach it to other kids? If so, what was that lesson?
That's a great question. And I can't really say, like, one particular story comes to mind. But I feel like I know a lot of my students are coming from, you know, a challenging background and challenging home lives at times. So I just think the lesson of, like, them showing up and being ready to learn and, like, the amount of resiliency they have is just really admirable. And resiliency is something that we do talk a lot about in health class and mindfulness as well. So I can't think of, like, a specific lesson per se, but just the amount of resiliency, like, that a lot of my students have is just so admirable. And it's something that we really a lot about.
What are some of your fondest memories at Dunaway?
Great question. I have a lot of fond memories at Dunaway. Honestly, like, I love my job, and I feel like I'm constantly making, like, really good memories that I treasure and look back on. But you know, just teaching PE is super fun, teaching health is fun, and but mindfulness has been a new class, and so it's been a lot of fun doing different things. Like, we'll go outside and read when it's nice out, going outdoors, connecting with nature. It's a different style of class. So I've had a lot of great memories from that class lately of just the different activities that we do together.
Instead of, like, when you're older and people tell you to, like, slow down and take life seriously, is that what mindfulness does?
Yeah, it is about slowing down and taking a pause, reflecting on your life and, you know, being aware of your emotions and expressing gratitude. We talk a lot about that and the importance of recognizing what's going right in your life and the things and people and places that you should be grateful for.
How would you describe yourself when you were in middle school?
Great question. When I was in middle school, I was so quiet. I was very introverted. I had like a small group of friends, and I didn't really branch out much from that group of friends. I played a bunch of different sports. I played basketball, softball, volleyball. So I think sports was kind of a way that I worked my way out of my shell, I would say. But overall, I was pretty introverted. And, you know, when I was in middle school, I struggled with self-confidence. And so, again, you know, I know it's something that a lot of middle school students can struggle with. And so I just want everybody to know that that's normal and, you know, trying to figure out where and how you fit in. Like, that's all part of life's journey. And I feel like middle school is a time where a lot of people experience that. So anyway, I actually really enjoyed my middle school years, especially like in 7th and 8th grade, once I felt like I was connecting more and, you know, making a few more friends towards the end of 8th grade. But yeah, so I did have a lot of fun.
If you could give one piece of advice to a middle schooler, it's like the most important piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, it's really hard to choose one piece of advice. And I feel like
life or death.
I feel like from day to day, it would change. The piece of advice that I feel like I would give today is just the importance of focusing on things that are going right in your life and focus on the good things and the good people in your life. Try not to compare yourself to others, because we never know what somebody's full story is. Like, we never know how they're feeling on the inside. And so by comparing ourselves to others, I just think it's a waste of time, because we shouldn't be doing that. We need to focus on being our best selves and focus on our positives, our wins, our personal bests. And I also just feel like being kind is so important. It goes such a long ways here at Dunaway. So
thank you so much for being here, Mrs. Rediger. It's been great having you on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. This was a lot of fun, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you for giving us a lot of your wisdom, and I hope that people who listen took it all in.
Thank you.
Bye, folks.